We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, what an hour of radio we got for you, Al. Chuck, coming up right after our camp guy, Elliot Shore Park.
Yes.
We will have the real story of what happened when Larry Anderson called Tom McCarthy after the sixth inning to compare notes on Pete Rose.
This is the missing sixth inning tape.
And let me make this clear to you, ladies and gentlemen. NBC Sports Philadelphia edited the replay of that game and edited out Pete Rose at the expense of the entire sixth inning.
Good. Good decision.
And it was exactly the right thing to do.
Oh, wow.
On the line with us Eagles training camp is WIP's football reporter, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
All right, Elliot, I have identified something here that I want to run by you. I believe the next big star in Philadelphia sports is at that camp, number 11, A.J. Brown. You with me?
Yeah, I think he has star potential. You saw in at Sunday night at the Link, he had a good practice. Fans are certainly react to him. He's probably the best receiver I've covered since I started covering the team. And with him and Devontae, it might be the best duo the team has ever had at the same time. But they got to have a quarterback that can get him the ball. And while I think he's going to get a lot of targets, the passing game has not been impressive so far here at camp.
All right, so hold on. I heard they're working a lot on these crossing patterns, which shouldn't be that tough a throw and is really right in the wheelhouse of A.J. Brown. Is that what you're seeing, Elliot?
Yeah, they have been working on the crossing patterns. I would say almost all of A.J. Brown's catches. I have him down at about 32 targets in camp. I would guess about 20, 25 of them are within 10 or 11 yards. So they've been getting him the ball pretty short over the middle of the field. And in a game, the hope is he breaks tackles and he breaks them into longer gains. So that's kind of what they've been working on a lot here. Not a lot of vertical passes to him, mostly short stuff over the middle.
All right, hold on. You have stats that are mind-boggling to me. You're keeping track of every throw. Elliot, of the 32, how many were completed?
I believe it was about 23 or 24. I have the numbers
terrible.
In my phone. Yeah,
we have a good coverage.
Short completions. Yeah. Right.
So he's beating Bradbury. He's beating Slay occasionally.
Yeah, and they've been moving him all over. He's been in the slot occasionally, so he's gotten some reps against Maddox. But yeah, I mean, the Eagles have a very good set of cornerbacks, and A.J. Brown, I think, has been doing a good job getting open over the middle against them.
All right, now I got to ask you, because I was doing your job yesterday. I was doing some crunching of the depth chart, and I could not devise a plan in which Jalen Reagor makes the wide receiver core. Is he going to make it or not?
Yeah, I'm thinking the Eagles have a plan that they devise where he does end up on it. The last time we talked, I didn't think he would be on the team. I don't think they'll cut him. I'll say that right now. He will not be released. But could they trade him? Maybe. But ultimately, when I look at the receivers they have here, they have the top four that are definitely going to make it. They're definitely going to play a ton. After that, there's really not much. Britton Covey has come on in the last few days, but I don't know if he's at a point yet where they would feel comfortable playing him considerable snaps if they were to suffer an injury or two. So, look, Reagor is not going to get snaps if people are healthy. I don't think they'll cut him. I wouldn't rule out a trade, but my guess is that he is on the roster.
All right, wait a minute. I did the same thing here. Brown, Smith, Watkins, Pascal, they're on the team. They're the four receivers for sure. Now I got Britton Covey, who is doing well at camp. I got Greg Ward, very dependable. John Hightower and the hurdler, Devin Allen. All right, is the hurdler done? Is he out? That's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be playing football much longer.
And Hightower, that's a lost cause.
Yeah, he's probably also not going to be playing football much longer, my guess.
So I'm going to take. Am I going to take one or two out of Covey, Ward, and Reagor?
So they're definitely going to take at least one. They'll go with five. The question is, with that sixth spot, who are they going to go with? Now, I agree with you. Greg Ward has been dependable. Him and Jalen have showed good chemistry on the field. The issue with Ward is he's missed a lot of camp so far. And then, you know, Rager does have that first round tag on him. He does the cap hit for cutting him. I don't think it'd be a huge deal, but I think it would factor in. So as of now, I think they would probably pick Rager. But Covey, like I said, Covey is starting to get first team reps. I think for him, the preseason games are going to be huge. If he can show he's dynamic as a punt or kick returner, then maybe we can really start to talk about him being ahead of Rager on the depth chart.
All right, Elliot, you're at this camp every day. Are you impressed with the way it's being run?
Yeah, I am. I actually think that Sirianni runs a very intense practice. And I think for the fans that were at the link on Sunday night, you saw what he does that I think makes it so intense. He does a lot of starters versus starters. He does a lot of 11 versus 11 full field drills. On Sunday night, they keep score. You know, if the offense has an incompletion, the defense gets so many points. If the defense breaks it up. So I actually think they're very competitive, yeah.
All right, if you want to hear a great podcast, listen to Dick Vermeil yesterday on this show at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
At the very end, he slipped something in about, I was asking him what advice he would give to young coaches like Sirianni. I want you to hear what he said and tell me if this would bring you, remember, he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
He's concerned about the new way they're conducting training camp. Listen to this.
Be yourself. Do the way you believe in it. Chances are you're going to get fired anyway, so you might as well do it your way. And he's doing it a little different way. It's you know, and I hope the hell it works.
That tells me he doesn't think it will. And meanwhile, do you know what's going on tonight on HBO? Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Hard Knocks Part 1, the first game opponent, Detroit Lions, old school style. Should we be concerned that the Lions are doing it the other way and might be more prepared for game one?
No, because I think if recent history has shown anything, is if the Lions do it one way, everyone else should probably do it another, right? I mean, when's the last time they won a playoff game? They're never even in the playoffs. And here's the thing that I would say about week one. I'll acknowledge it's a bit of a tough spot to get the Lions because they're 0-0. And by week 12 or 13, they'll be out of the playoff race. But last year, all I heard prior to the game was, oh, Dan Campbell, that's a guy who knows how to run a team. Look how tough that team is. Sirianni's talking about Flowers. Then the Eagles went to Detroit and embarrassed them. So I don't know if it'll be the same score, but I think the worry about this game is being overblown a little bit.
All right, Parks, listen. I want you to guarantee an Eagles victory in the opener. Are you prepared to do that?
Absolutely. They'll definitely win that game, yeah.
All right, good. I'm guaranteeing loss, 27-16.
27.
I want to do a bet with you, Short Parks.
Anything you want. Well, you make way more than me. It's maybe not anything.
No, not money. Not money. Something demeaning and foolish.
All right.
Let's think about it.
Good.
I'll be thinking about this. I want to bet with Elliot Shore Parks because I'm very concerned about the opener, and I think Dick Vermeil is too.
Okay. He has to dress like you, or you have to dress like him?
No, I'm not dressing like him. See, he's got a pad hanging off his neck.
Well, he did. I got to say, listen, Sunday, he did a remarkable job hosting the training camp because he was with Jack, who's a baseball guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Elliot, how you carried him that long, but you did a hell of a job.
A very nice job.
Jack's a big guy, so he was tough to carry, but it was a lot of fun.
Elliot Joe Parks getting it done. Elliot, we're going to have a bet before the opener, all right?
Can't wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.